We're back on KLGR on the Farm Show at the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Day at the Capitol. I am with Minnesota State Cattlemen's President Chris Woolham. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dustin. Yourself?
Pretty good. So we've got a good turnout coming in the door here for this event here today.
Yes, this is wonderful to see the number of people that we have up here today to be up there on the Hill. And it's going to be a great opportunity for everyone to visit their legislators and get our points across.
So now when you look at it from the standpoint, I know as a president you get that chance to be in front of these legislators more often. But, you know, as a producer yourself, let's say you didn't have that opportunity as an officer, how big of an event is this for to have that chance to have a few minutes in front of your legislator?
Well, it's a very big opportunity. If you haven't been here before, it's a little nerve-wracking as well, but these people are the people that you elected, so they really want to see you and they want to hear from you, because if you don't come here and tell them what's going on and what your concerns are, they just assume that everything's all right. So we need to have people coming here, and we need to have people expressing what we need out in the country to make our life livable, and this is the best opportunity to do it.
And now also you're going to be having the chance to update the House and the Senate about the state of the beef industry here in the state as well, right?
That's right. The Beef Council has done some research on the economics, and they're going to be reporting on that. We also have a couple different national BQA winners that will be doing some reporting in front of some committees. So, yes, we are showcasing the Minnesota beef industry today.
And having those BQA winners in our state probably helps put an extra stamp of efficiency on what you're doing here, to show that there are people going through the training to make the product better, to make it safer, to do a better job of being stewards of their resources.
That's right. It should be a real good way to show the people here, especially the ones that aren't familiar with agriculture as much, that the job and the work that people are doing to go above and beyond to take care of their livestock and take care of their operations and their employees.
So, you get that chance to also, to update these legislators. Are you finding a better reception from the people who, maybe years ago wouldn't have understood anything about agriculture? You have the people in the legislature up in the metro area that maybe are starting to understand a little bit more where you guys are coming from and what goes on outside of the 494 loop?
It does. It really seems like it. There are we are starting to see some of the metro legislators that are basically inviting us in, and they want to talk to us and understand what's going on. So it does seem like there's been a little bit of a swing towards people wanting to understand, and hopefully that continues and we can tell our story and keep operating as an industry in our state.
All right. Well, Chris, I know you have a lot to do today, and it's a busy day up here on the Hill, so I will let you get to it, but thanks for taking a few minutes to update us.
Eva, thank you, and thanks for being here and covering our event.
No problem. That's Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association President Chris Woolham here on KLGR.